I love the sound of breaking glass. J'espère que vous êtes bien à notre écoute. Notre lunchtime en anglais continue avec la chronique Breaking Glass de Dennis Bro. I need the noises of destruction.
This is Bro on the Eurocultural Beat, Breaking Glass. Today's episode, Statues Also Die, Black Lives Matter and the Attack on European Colonialism. The first week of European and particularly French and Francophone protests in the wake of the U.S. Black Lives Matter movement concerned parallel police actions against French minorities, including the death on his birthday of Adama Traoré, held down by three French cops in a hold similar to that executed on George Floyd. Traoré was pronounced dead on arrival at the police station. The official verdict claimed that asphyxiation was caused by the presence in his blood of marijuana, but the family medical examiners reached the conclusion that he died as a result of the chokehold. Last weekend, protesters memorializing Traoré swarmed the streets, despite the COVID prohibition forbidding gatherings of more than 10 people. In the wake of the protests, the Interior Minister announced the chokehold was now banned. The protests were peaceful, and most of the marchers wore masks and maintained social distancing. One effect, though, was that they broke the embargo on street demonstrations, which were in full force before the confinement, opposing President Macron's underfunding of hospitals and his attempt to reduce worker pensions. This week, the protesters widened their approach and took aim at the legacy of European colonialism, most prominently by scrawling, "I can't breathe," George Floyd's last words, on the Belgian statue in Ghent of Leopold II, who presided over what amounted to a genocidal exploitation of the Congo, referred to at the time erroneously as the Belgian Congo. Across the continent, memorials fell, including that in Great Britain at Bristol of the statue of Edward Colston, a slave merchant at the time when the British Empire, masters of the sea, amassed a good deal of its wealth in the transporting of slaves from Africa to the Americas. In Bordeaux, the city removed plaques on David Gratis Street, proudly proclaiming that between 1718 and 1789, Gratis's company had powered 221 boats sent to the Americas carrying African slaves. Nantes, the center of embarkation of slave boats in France, was already ahead of this movement, having created a memorial to the cruelty of the slave trade that recounts its history. It's an impressive monument, but so is the, at times, ostentatious compounded wealth of the city built on the slave trade, the legacy of which may outlast the memorial. All of which brings up the question, not just of memorials, but of reparations, a question that has so far not been raised here. French President Macron was quick to take advantage of the situation, having already proclaimed his African soft power policy of redressing colonialism by promising to restore some of the art the French looted from West Africa over the years, which resides in prominent museums like the Louvre. The French policy in Africa, though, includes the carrot and the stick, because the French army is still in Mali, Mauritania, Burkina Faso, Niger, and Chad. This tearful history was also recounted in Statues Also Die, Jean Roche's 1950s film about the theft of this art and its repositioning as colonial booty in French museums. In the film, the statues, wrenched out of their cultural context, appear to tear up, wither, and die in the asphyxiation of colonialism. The colonial tradition, though, endures. Laurent Geoffrand, editor of the supposedly left French paper Libération, which published Sartre's salvos against French terrorism in Algeria, turned his back on that legacy in decrying the tearing down of colonial statues as partaking in the dangerous work of erasing history. Geoffrand wished instead the statues remain as markers of the colonial legacy. But most are not markers, they are celebrations. Geoffrand needn't worry. France's colonial history will unfortunately endure beyond the statues. It's very deeply ingrained. But this week, a first salvo was fired across the bow against that legacy, both in France and in other cities in Europe and across the globe. This is Bro on the Eurocultural Beat, Breaking Glass, and signing off. Oh, change of mind, sound of breaking glass.
Dennis Brough is the author of Film Noir, American Workers and Postwar Hollywood, Class Crime and International Film Noir, and Maverick or How the West Was Lost. Is Hyper-Industrialism and Television Seriality, The End of Leisure and the Birth of the Binge. C'était Breaking Glass de Dennis Brough sur Art District. Très bonne suite de nos programmes, jazzistiques et artistiques, à notre écoute. Sound of Breaking Glass.